This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The debrief, February 24, 2025. There was a team that submitted a proposal to ban the tush push in the NFL, and that team was the Green Bay Packers. Doesn't sound like it'll be banned, but a team is tired of it.
Pretty weak. They played in the first game last year in Brazil, and they ran it a lot, and it worked a lot against him, even without Kelsey in there missing his first game post-retirement. I don't know if they play again this year. I don't think they do. Because Green Bay did not finish in first place and Philly did, so they don't match up with each other. I look forward to the next time they do play, though. Maybe Philly does it on every play.
70 tush pushes? You've told me, I've asked you the insane hypothetical, if a team could guarantee 3 yards with every tush push, would you want to watch them go from week 1 to week 18 and win the Super Bowl 3 yards at a time on the tush push? You said yes.
Yes.
They do play each other next year.
Oh, let's go.
It is in Green Bay.
Oh, baby.
I have two opinions on this. I think, one, it does get oversimplified, the tush push, as to, well, it always works. If it always worked, every single team with even a remotely mobile, sturdy quarterback would do it.
Steelers sucked at it.
So there is an obvious skill component with their line, with Hurts, all of it. So it would be punishing the Eagles for being really good at something. Having said that, God, I am sick of watching that play. I just don't give a rat's ass if it's fair or not. Get it off my television screen. I hate, if I wanted to watch a rugby scrum, I'd turn on beIN Sports or whatever the hell that network is.
But how is it any different than, like, how does that offend you and yet a quarterback sneak does not? It's the same type of play.
Do you want that
banned too?
It gets run, I feel like, more than a quarterback sneak does.
More by Philly because they're so good at it. Other teams have tried to steal it, and they haven't had the same success.
I find it tedious. I feel like the only way a team is going to actually stop it one of these days is a linebacker comes screaming in and earholes Jalen Hurts and, like, knocks him unconscious.
Okay.
And then we're going to have the big debate of, is football and... No, they're just sick of this play working, so somebody decided to take a suspension for the team.
Ask Buffalo about the tush push. How did that go against Kansas City when they played?
I acknowledged up front that it is obvious that Philly does it better, and it's not a guaranteed-to-work play unless they're doing it. I'm just sick of watching it.
But it's one team that does it. Don't watch the Eagles, then.
It's kind of hard because they're the reigning Super Bowl champs, and they're going to be all over primetime television as a result. Man, look at you, the defender of Philly and all things Eagles. Congratulations, Philly. You have a new champion.
He's the czar
of common sense, Andrew Filippone.
I just hate in sports when somebody's good at something and our answer is, instead of coming up with ways to stop it, let's ban it.
I, I would normally say I agree with that. It's just the play aesthetically just drives me insane, so I don't want to see it. Like, I would agree with you on merits, like when they banned the dunk in college basketball because of Lou Alcindor. That was stupid. This is just a play I just don't care to watch anymore.
Or guys are, you know, they're making too many outs because of the shift in baseball, so let's ban it. Teams are figuring out where they should position their players, and instead of hitters trying to make an adjustment, let's just ban it.
I hate crap like that. I thought that was always more of a consequence of, that was the logical extreme of, we are going to shift away so they can't get these hits because every batter's trying to optimize. And instead of just telling their hitters, flip the ball the other way for an automatic double, teams have become so rigorously married to the three true outcomes that...
Benson on this. Are you on Green Bay side? Or are you on Philly's side of this debate?
I think I'm actually on Philly's side a little bit more. It is an annoying play, and Philly has perfected how to run it. But it is easy to point out, well, a lot of teams still find a way to screw it up. So it's like difficult if it's just one team that runs it so well, it's difficult to ban it league-wide. If every team was doing it at the success rate of the Eagles, then I think the point would be a little bit stronger. Like if maybe not even all 32 teams, but if two-thirds of the league ran the tush push.
Yeah, because it would only punish the Eagles, Chris.
The Eagles did. That's a little bit.
I'm just surprised different. That here in Pittsburgh we're suddenly clutching our pearls about punishing just the Eagles.
No one's clutching pearls for anything.
I do think it's an annoying play because you just know what's coming every single time. And we go back to the playoff game against the Commanders, the NFC title game, when the officials claimed that they were about to just award the points anyway. You can't blame the Commanders for how they handled that. That's like one of the only ways to attack it with that team that runs it so well.
Tom Brady's success rate on quarterback sneaks, I think, was over 85%. Okay, so should we have banned that because it was basically a fait accompli every time he figured out a way, a nook or cranny to get himself a first down in those situations? Hell no.
Pony, I made my feelings here clear. I acknowledge that Philly is just better at it than everyone else, while in the same breath saying, as is my right as a sports talk host, that I hate the way that stupid-ass play looks so much that they should ban it anyway. Even though I am aware that that is patently unfair to the one team that's actually really good at it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.